This is Tony Norman. This is a special call meeting to deal with BAI, October the 13th, Pacifica National Board. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Alexander, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Brown, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Castaneda, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Fuentes, KPFA.
Couldn't reach him.
Goodman, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Coburn, KPFA. Present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Novick, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Nwangaza, WMXP affiliate.
Couldn't reach her.
Patel Adams, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Pinchback, WPFW. Pinchback. Can't hear you. Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sorden, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Shabanda, Uhuru Radio Affiliate.
Uhuru.
Present. And Margie Wilkinson, KPFA, asked for an excused absence. So, Chair, we have quorum.
Pinchback here.
Okay.
Pinchback present.
We get timekeepers for the subject matter and for each individual.
Adriana, would we items?
Items? Anybody for individual? Calling
it's Bill. I can do it.
Okay, Bill.
Tony.
Yes.
Tony, Serene. Can we get a backup timekeeper for individuals now so that when the timekeeper is speaking, they automatically have someone who will be talking them?
You mean a backup for each of the timekeepers when they speak?
Yeah, we just, so that when, who's doing it? I don't know if it's Bill or Adriana, whichever one of them is doing the individual. When they begin to speak, we need someone who will automatically begin timing them.
Okay, we have any volunteers to do that? Kareen, you want to, somebody want to volunteer?
No, I'm driving. I want to try to keep my eyes on the road.
Well, until we get some volunteers, we'll just proceed. Those are our timekeepers.
Oh, I'll volunteer, Simba.
Okay. And once again, we want to tell our timekeepers to really stay on top of the time in terms of the subject matter and let us know when we're out of time, as well as the individual is. And really let us know when speed don't hear them. So just our timekeepers really keep us stay on point. Are there any excused absence? I know Margie requested an excused absence. Was there anyone else?
This is Serene.
Yeah.
I want to ask an excused absence retroactively for Afia and also for this week. I know last week she was involved in storm prep during the call, so she, you know. And I think I have not been able to reach her since the storm passed through. But I suspect her absence is related to that as well.
Well, we can do that for this meeting. I don't know if the bylaws permit retroactive, the way the bylaw reads.
Yes, it does. It does not disallow it.
Please let me finish and don't interrupt me, please.
I'm sorry. I thought you needed help. You said you didn't know.
No, I don't need you to interrupt me, though, okay? I'm simply saying that, as I understand the bylaws, excuse absence has to be done at that meeting. But if there's no objection, we'll hear what the body wants. So we have an excused absence for Margie and excused absence for...
I'm sorry, point of order.
Yes.
bylaws do not require that it be done at the same meeting. It's simply that only the people who were present at the meeting in question can vote.
Well, once again, I would disagree with that interpretation, but if that's the body wants to put that up for a vote, I mean, I'm just, but there's a request. Well, let's deal with one at a time. Let's go with this meeting. Any objection to excusing their absence for this meeting? Okay, no objection.
Thank you.
And another reason I have reservations, because this is a...
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may...
But once again, to save time, no objection to retroactively excusing Athea for the last special meeting.
This is Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Well, if we're going to do it retroactively, why don't we wait until we hear from her at some point in the future, since we're not even sure she's has asked for an excuse absence for the last meeting?
Excuse me. Chair, I spoke with Janet. Her.
Okay. We have a motion
this
on
is
the
Janet.
Floor. And we're just going to have to start taking a stack on it. So as I understand it,
Janet, point of information.
Yes, Janet, what's your point of information?
Well, I'd like to know the citation for the bylaws that Serene is referring to.
Serene?
Automobile, moving automobile, unable to present. You guys, we're wasting so much time on this.
Well, Serene, we got to go through the procedures. I'm asking if there's an objection that was apparently out. Bill, are you objecting to it?
Well, yes. Let's just wait till she can request it herself.
Okay. So
Chair, point of order.
Meeting.
At the tone, please record
point
your message. When you finish recording.
Point of order.
This is Janet.
So there was, okay. I assume, this is Janet. Do I have the floor?
Yes.
Assume that you're considering Serene's request a motion, and was there a second to this motion?
Was there a second to Serene's motion?
Second.
Yeah.
Novick.
No, we'll take it back. Anybody else want to speak to this motion?
Yes, Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Well, I move to postpone this to the next regular meeting.
Is there a second to that?
May I? This is Serene.
But I have to get it. Is there a second to that?
Bill, I'll second it.
Second. Okay. Serene, do you have a point of information or a question?
I'd like to table the motion for the retroactive absence. Because this is such a waste of time. This is what we did last time, too.
You haven't been recognized. We're taking were you on the stack to
stop shouting. Stop shouting.
I'm not shouting. If you would stop interrupting
You are
go,
shouting.
Okay?
And you just
wait to recognize before you speak, Serene. Okay,
you
now
you didn't recognize me when I asked for the floor after Bill's second?
Serene, could you wait until you recognize?
I'm asking,
about
did you not recognize me after Bill
Serene,
gave Janet a second?
Please not speak until you recognize. You have no special
but
exception.
But you recognized me. I spoke, and you started shouting.
I did not recognize you. I'm trying to establish an order.
Stop shouting. Who do you think you're
talking
to?
No one is shouting, Serene. Could
calm down
be quiet
and remember
for a moment.
Calm down. You be quiet.
Serene, could you please let us proceed with the meeting? Okay,
I said,
I'm going to take
time on this since you guys want to make a federal case out of it. Just
Serene,
table it.
Please not speak out in the blue air until you recognize. Okay?
The air here is not blue. Stop shouting. Behave yourself.
Okay, Serene, please, just let us proceed. Okay, we're going to take a stack on this motion. And the motion was to table. Okay.
To postpone.
Wait, it wasn't to table. I'm sorry. Janet, what was your motion again?
To postpone to the next regular meeting.
The motion. Now, Serene, you wanted to speak on this motion? Hello? Is anybody?
I'm sorry, are you speaking to me? I said I wanted to table my original motion. Tabling a motion to table is always
in order. Serene, you wouldn't recognize. Now, or do you want to speak
you
now?
Just you just said, does anyone have something to say? I speak, and now that's a problem, too?
Are you speaking now? You can speak. You're speaking.
What are you? Where are you now?
Serene, you have the floor.
Okay. You,
the floor. Just speak.
Tony, I assure you, you are shouting.
Serene.
But at any rate, I would like to...
Could you please come forward and speak to the motion?
I said I would like to table, withdraw my original motion. Table it. Squash it. Move on. We've spent 10 minutes on this. That's crazy.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to tabling this item? Okay, no objection to tabling. This item is tabled. We have a...
But I do have a point of personal privilege.
What's your point of personal privilege?
So, earlier on, Crozier, who could not possibly know whether or not or in what manner I've communicated with Afia, made the statement, oh, let's table it until we find out whether she's actually asked for it or something to that. Disrespectful. It is out of order. And you should call people on stuff like that.
Well, Serene, you asked for a point of personal privilege. We just recognize...
Mr. Chair.
What is it? Yes.
If you call people out of order when they make statements needing to use point of offensive to begin with...
Serene, you should have called a point of order at the time it happened. You're asking for a personal privilege now, okay?
You were shouting at me as I was trying to get your attention.
Well, first of all, I wasn't shouting.
Okay, God. Oh, my God. Move on. Tony Norman, please move on. Please, I beg you.
Well, no. You're the one that asked for personal privilege. I was just telling you, you should call it a point of order. But now do the draft agenda.
And Afia's absence from this meeting? Since
yes.
The issue was the last thing?
I asked
everything. Really? Okay.
There's no objections.
Adriana? Okay. Adriana, point of information?
What's your question, Adriana?
You said to adopt the agenda, and I don't really know what you mean, because what we have is from the previous, we have the agenda from the previous meeting that we were cut off before, in the moment that we were ready to vote for a continuation meeting, but we couldn't because of that reason. And now a lot of noises too. Yeah. Okay.
No, this is not
Chair,
a... This is a special...
Are you finished, Chair?
I thought you were finished. Yes, could you finish?
What I'm saying is, what we have is the rest of the agenda, or what we can start an agenda where the point was that those agenda items and motions not read during the meeting prior to adjournment is A and F. But I know that we have from Janet, we have 2 minutes that we should add here, and obviously...
Hey, Adriana, you called for a point of information. What was your question?
Well, I'm saying what is in front of me when you are asking to approve an agenda.
But what is your question, Adriana?
Exactly what I'm saying. What are we voting on?
Okay, if you let me...
Chair, yeah. May I clarify? This is Janet.
Well, the secretary can clip. So, Adriana, are you finished?
Yes, I want to let this... Somebody
clarifying. Janet, you want to respond to that?
Yes. So a draft agenda was sent out today, I think around 7:30. It was a last minute, but it's a draft agenda like we've had other draft agendas for this meeting. This is a special meeting. And so that's what I'm assuming that Tony is referring to in agenda.
Yes, this is a special call meeting by for the draft agenda that has been circulated, and if we adopt that, we'll have to go through the draft agenda. This is not a continuation meeting. So do we have a motion to adopt the draft agenda?
So moved. Yep.
May I ask, I'm sorry, point of information again?
What's your question, Adriana?
What I have in front of me and what I receive... More and then start. Let's see what I just read. Right? Janet.
My put the agenda is followed by any motions to amend these issues that it addressed.
So she was asking a question.
I want somebody telling me when I received that agenda because I cannot find it. Please.
Okay.
That is my first question.
When did you... Janet, you want to draft out?
I sent it out. May I respond?
Yes,
please?
Janet.
Yes. I sent it out about 7:30 p.m. today, Eastern Time.
Okay, and someone made a motion. Who was that to adopt the draft agenda?
Michael Novick.
And was there a second? Is there a second?
Janet,
Bill,
I'll
second it.
Okay, it's been seconded. So we have a draft agenda on the table. The timekeeper, we have 30 minutes on 30 minutes on the agenda. Okay,
hey, Janet?
Back for the agenda.
See, hey, Janet?
Well, okay, Adriana. And since you're the timekeeper, someone volunteered. I forgot who volunteered to time you.
Yes, Timba.
That's me.
Timba. Oh, I'm sorry.
Timba.
Yeah.
Timba.
Yeah, we have Timba. We have 90 seconds for the speaker.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Bill is the one who is timing.
Yes.
All right, so Bill is going to time. Okay, Adriana.
Yes. I want to change is the timing, because we have, this is so confusing for me, we need to make bigger, more time for the Q&A and the guest questions, right? I'm asking if that's what we will do or not.
Well, you can make an amendment to amend, to adjustment that you want, and that's how we'll adopt it.
I'm still not finding what it is. CD, and I cannot find the timing now in the new agenda that I'm opening. I'm sorry. Somebody else do it. Sorry.
Who else wants
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
May I just quickly read through the timing, the agenda? May I?
Yes.
Okay. So after agenda approval, there's the minutes approval, and then there's item two, discussion of WBAI issues. As with the September 22nd meeting, the chair describes the process and ground rules. Then there's a roll call of who the WBAI LSB member guests are. That would be preceded by Michael. This is calling them into the meeting. Then there's updates on management reports on WBAI, and that is 10 minutes. And then there is item D, WBAI LSB member guest presentations, maximum of 2 minutes each. Then E, this is where in the September 22nd meeting, this is the item that was not reached. PNB Q&A to WBAI LSB member guest presenters for 10 minutes, mention and action items, and that's for 45 minutes, and then adjourn at 11. And then, Chair, I have a point of information.
Yes.
Is this meeting being streamed?
Yes, I thought Otis streamed it when we first started.
Can that be confirmed?
Otis, are we streaming?
Yes, you're streaming.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else want to speak to the agenda? Anyone else want to speak to the agenda?
Adriana,
yeah. We heard from, let me see if there's anybody else that want to speak to the agenda.
But I could, okay.
Anybody else want to speak to the agenda?
Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
I was looking at the minutes of the 22nd that described how the conference call failed, and it says no votes taken on outstanding three motions. And I'm wondering what motions were those? Were they attached to the original agenda? Are they still included in this agenda?
Nancy, we'll get to that. That's an agenda item. Agenda on the minutes, but we just discussed.
What motions are those? I don't see the motions in the current
Nancy, that would be an appropriate question when we get to the minutes. But now we're just approving the agenda.
Adriana?
No, because I'm asking if that is supposed to be on our agenda. I have a question about our agenda. Are we approving any motions on our agenda?
Okay, Janet, you want to address that? But we are approving a minutes tonight. But Janet, you want to address that issue?
Yes. sorry. The one moment. I don't have it in front of me, but I think the motions had to do with continuation meeting, and it was extension of time and continuation of meeting, continuation meeting, which doesn't really apply now.
Oh, okay. So they weren't like anything on the agenda.
Right. If you read the minutes, it's the last three motions before the statement that the meeting got cut off.
Gotcha. Thank you. So we don't need them tonight.
Okay. Anybody else
want to speak? And Chair, I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay. Janet, you're on the stack.
And Serene, please.
And then Serene. Okay, Janet.
Okay. So I move that for item number, this is for the agenda, item number 2D, where the WBA-ILSB member gets presentations, 2 minutes each, that only those who were not on the call on September 22nd have 2 minutes.
I wish to amend.
Okay, you're making that amendment to the agenda?
Well, I guess it's a substitute
But she's amending to the draft agenda? Yes, Janet.
Yes, that I'm amending item 2D, and it's spelled out, WBAILSC member guest presentations, and it says maximum 2 minutes each. And my amendment is that for that item only, the LSB member guests who did not give presentations on September 22nd have 2 minute presentations.
Okay, is there a second to that?
This is Serene.
Is there a second to that adjustment, that amendment? Calling again, is there a second to that amendment?
I'll second, and I would like to speak to it.
Okay, we got a second. Okay, we got a stack. Serene, yes.
Okay, so I don't know if you were able to send that in writing, but what was said initially is not what was said just now. So the first statement was only those who were not on the call, and the second statement was only those who did not speak. So obviously I would reject one that says if you were on the call, you don't get to speak, because there were people who were on the call who did not speak that first night. So which of the two versions is actually being proposed?
Janet, may I respond?
Okay, yes.
It's actually, my intention was for those who were on the call who did not, and who did speak, would not speak again, but for those who were on the call and did not speak, that's fine if they speak tonight, and anybody else who was not on the call speak tonight.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak? May I? Yes, sir.
That was a point of information. So now that it's clarified, I can certainly live with the second, which is why I seconded the last thing I heard, but I wanted to be sure what was actually on the table. Thank you.
Anybody else want to speak to this amendment? Calling us last time. Anybody else want to speak on this amendment? Okay, but nobody else want to speak. Is there any objection to this amendment? No objection. Okay. Approved without objection.
Adriana?
Adriana, yes. What are you speaking to?
I'm trying to modify point E. on the agenda that said PMB Q&A to WBA LSC members, guest presenters.
Okay, Adriana. Yes.
I want to bring that to at least 20 minutes.
Could you clap? You amending the agenda to add 20 minutes, to make 20 minutes, but
no.
Item again?
Yes, add 10 minutes, total of 20.
Which item are you referring to? Could you just clarify with you?
Point E. Point
what
E as in Edward.
Team? We don't know. What is that? What is E for the
benefit?
She said, you're not recognized. I'm asking Adriana to tell us what her
name is. But you didn't hear her when she said it so clearly.
Serene, you're not recognized. I'm asking Adriana what it is her amendment.
But she said it initially. Are you not hearing her?
Serene, you're not recognized. I'm asking Adriana what her amendment is.
Who said it when she first spoke? I'm trying
Adriana,
to find out. Are you having difficulty hearing her again?
Put that in writing and tell us again what the amendment is.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I said from the beginning that was point D and I read it. PMB Q&A to WBA ILSB members, yes, presenters. I said it from the beginning.
Well, I didn't hear you, and I thought I just want to make clear
I don't need to send an amendment in writing because it's what is on the agenda. I'm changing 10 minutes for 20.
Well, is there a second to that?
No, Vic, I'll second that.
Is there an objection to changing this, adding 20 minutes to this item? Or making this item 20 minutes? Any objection to that? No objection? Anybody else want to speak to the amendment is adopted? Anybody else want to speak to this agenda?
Yes, Serene would like to get. I thought I got on the stack a while ago.
Serene, yes.
Okay, so I think I heard someone say there are motions, 45 minutes worth of motion discussions. And I thought I heard Janet's response, or somebody, maybe it was Nancy, someone say, well, okay, so that's no longer necessary. Is that where we are, correct? I'm not looking at it, so it's harder for me to follow.
I don't understand your question.
Janet, may I clarify?
Yes, Janet.
So item 2F on the agenda is PNB discussion and action items for 45 minutes. And so that's still on the agenda.
Right, but okay, so let me ask. What was in you put this agenda together, correct? Last time?
On
Janet?
Your behalf? No, this
no.
The agenda.
Okay, Janet.
Could
Janet,
we not have
Janet,
a dialogue?
Janet.
Okay, Serena, you're going to ask the question she'll ask.
I'm sorry?
If you're going to ask a question, we'll let her respond, but we don't want to get into it back and forth.
Well, that's fine. I didn't get to finish my question. Janet built well, I don't know who built that September 22nd agenda, but if it's on the agenda, the continuation agenda tonight, which I had assumed you were going to be sending out, and then you said you weren't, and then I said, well, I'm not in a position to, would you please, and I'm grateful that you did. However, the question remains, what did you, if you were the person who put together that September 22nd agenda, what was your intention there?
Janet, you want to respond to that question?
It was not any intention. It was just that there was that item, and 45 minutes was attached. I don't know. I just put 45 minutes, and it wasn't changed on September 22nd. I don't know whether it was me or was it also, it might have also been Tony or others who had been discussing the agenda beforehand. But that 45 minutes was the 45 minutes from the September 22nd meeting, and this
is not a
continuation meeting, and this is not
Janet, you're okay. I covered all of that in my question. I just needed to know what
you said continuation.
Okay, please, but could we not have the dialogue, okay? We're back.
Adriana has a point of information, and then I'd like to get back on
the screen. Okay, Green, please don't speak until you recognize, okay? Adriana,
I asked to get back on the staff. How
Karina,
can I be recognized if I don't ask
until
to
you
get
recognize.
On the staff?
We have a lot more order if that works out that
what
way.
What are you talking about? I'm asking to get back on the staff.
Karina,
after Adriana.
Not speak until you recognize. Okay, Adriana.
Sorry, how will you recognize me if I can't ask to get on the staff?
We already had you on the stack, Serene. You were asking a question to Janet.
And Janet answered it to the best of her ability, and I said I'd like to get back on the stack after Adriana, who had raised the point of information.
But you spoke
that
without being recognized, though. Okay, Adriana, you had a point of information. What's your question, Adriana?
Oh, it hurt me. My God. What I'm trying to say is that what is there, like point 2F, that said PMB discussion and action items, 45 minutes. That was the original chair agenda for the September 22nd, and that was the one that we approved then. Nothing was changed there. That's it.
Adriana, point of information is a question you asked. That wasn't a question. So, okay, Serene, you're back on the stack.
Okay, I'm trying, sir, to clarify. Thank you.
Okay.
Serene?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Absent any statement, anything that makes it clear to me why we're assigning 45 minutes, I would reduce that to 25 minutes. We can extend if we need to. I'm not aware of anything that's coming up. So I don't want to just leave 45 minutes and folks feel we need to fill it. So my amendment is to change that to 25.
Okay, is there a second to admit changing that to 25?
Point of information, changing the 45 to 25, or what is it?
Is that correct, Serene? You're changing 45 to 25?
That's what I said.
It's just a question.
It's just an answer. Yes, that's what
okay,
I said.
Okay, Serene, could you please not give editorial comments?
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Okay,
stop
it was just a question. He was
you
just
can't
getting
tell me how to answer the question.
Okay,
I
Bill,
said, yes,
that was
my
answer. The question is 25. Okay.
Okay, I object to that.
Okay, did we get a second? I was trying to hear a second from changing 45 to 25. Who did? Did someone second that?
Adriana, second.
Okay. Has been an objection to that? Anybody want to? We're going to speak to this amendment changing to 45 to 25. Anybody want to go on the stack?
Serene, we'll speak if she's recognized.
Yes, Serene.
No one seems to have any idea of why we have a 45-minute item on the agenda, but I will point out it is 9. I'm sorry? I'm hearing all kinds of noises. I don't know. Is someone speaking or what?
Could everyone mute their phone if you're not speaking?
So absent any explanation of why we have a 45-minute item on the agenda, I think we should reduce it. If we get there and people figure out why it was there, then we can agree to extend it. Otherwise, why just put a 45-minute block there? And I have a point of information when this item is... Well, I mean, it's not related directly to this, so I can't ask it now. But right after, please.
Anybody else want to speak to this item? Anybody else want to speak to this amendment from 45 to 25? Okay. You had a point of information. What's your question, Serene?
What at this point, my question is, what's on the agenda before the BAI people start to speak? Because, you know, the last time we were on, it was 9/11 and we were still dancing around. So
well,
I'd like to know when the call is at, with the call, as far as BAI people who are listening and trying to figure out when they're going to get on. Where's that on the agenda? How many more minutes are we going to utilize before people get to speak?
I mean, I can't have any idea how to answer that, but
Yeah, Chair, that's what I'm suggesting.
Janet,
someone
Janet, may
from
I?
The agenda.
May I?
Janet, yes.
Okay. So we have, after the agenda gets approved, there's a five-minute item for minutes approval. Then there is the discussion of the WBAI issues begins, and that would begin with the chair describing the process, however long that takes, probably not long. the roll call or or before that, actually. So it's after the minutes are approved is when WBAI LSB member guests would be called in.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to this amendment in terms of changing 45 minutes to 25 minutes on that item? Does anybody else want to speak to this? Okay, no one else want to speak on it? Is there any objection to changing 45 minutes to 25 minutes?
This bill, yeah, I still object.
Okay, there's been an objection. We'll go to a vote on this item. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron? Aaron? Can't hear you. Alexander?
Hello?
Is that Grace Aaron?
Yes. My vote, no.
How do you vote?
No.
No. And there's some beeping sound in the background. Maybe it's on your phone. Okay. Alexander? Can't hear you. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown? Can't hear you. Castnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Norman? I'm sorry. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams? Can't hear you.
Yes.
Pinchback. Yes. Patel Adams, yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Sorry, you just call me?
Yes.
Yes, to going to 25.
Roberts votes yes. Sorden.
Abstain.
Can't hear you. Oh, Sorden abstains. Shibanda.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander didn't hear you.
Sorry, abstain.
Abstain. Brown didn't hear you. Okay, let me count.
Brown. I'm here.
How do you vote?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 8 yes, 3 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
This passes.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to this agenda? Okay. Nobody else want to speak to agenda? We'll go to the vote on the agenda as amended. Is there any objection to voting on this agenda as amended? Okay, without objection, the agenda is approved as amended. Next item we have, I guess Michael can start calling the individuals. I guess you can start calling Lydia or Prop if you have Bertel.
Yeah, Lydia, we have the draft minutes.
I'm sorry. Oh, what's that?
Next item on the agenda is the draft minutes.
Okay, we're going to go to the draft minutes, but I don't see any problem. I know it's going to take time for you to call everybody if we can start. Since it is a public meeting, I don't see any problem with calling all in, starting on calling. But we'll just go with the draft minutes. Okay. Madam Secretary, you want to present the minutes?
Well, Chair, yeah, I sent the draft minutes of the September 22nd special PNB meeting, and that was the first meeting regarding WBAI. So those are the minutes in question.
Okay, did everybody... Well. I'm sorry I interrupted you, Janet.
No.
Okay, well, did everybody receive the minutes? Is there any... can we get a motion to adopt the minutes? Is there a motion?
So moved.
And a second?
No big second.
Is there any discussion on these minutes?
I
just need
zero.
Three.
Please leave a message at the sound.
Okay. Who is that? I didn't hear.
Three.
Okay, yes.
I just need to abstain. I haven't had a chance to look at them.
Any other discussion on the minutes? Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on approval of the minutes?
Yes, Aaron. Can't hear you. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune? Can't hear you. Jim Brown?
Good to talking to you as soon as possible. Thanks again.
Yes.
After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
Okay, Brown votes yes. I think I heard that. Castanave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza, oh, I'm sorry. Patel Adams? Can't hear you. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Abstain, please.
Abstain. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Shabanda?
Yes.
Yes. Aaron didn't hear you?
5-7-0-2 is not available.
Aaron? Okay. Bethune didn't hear you. And Patel Adams didn't hear you.
Yes, to approve the
yes.
To approve the minutes.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yes. Okay. Let me count. I have 11 yes, 0 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Wait, I was able to call a different number.
Yes. That's 12 yes, 0 no, 1 abstention. So the minutes are approved.
Okay. Michael, I guess you can start calling everybody with the...
I started. This way you're getting all those... please leave a message.
Could you reach Lydia, and if we can get Bertel?
Lydia's on. Lydia's
on.
What about Bertel, if you've tried to reach him?
I'll try.
Request information, Bill.
Yes, Bill, what's your question?
Were all these WBI people notified that they were going to be called? Did they even know that this was coming up?
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so, Crozier asked that question of Janet by email, Janet's board secretary. She was copied on the invitation to them, and she was copied on the reminder to people who had not yet responded. So I don't understand why he keeps...
Bertel.
Thank
just
you,
Bertel,
for standing
somewhere.
I think that's just Michael calling people, but yes, go ahead.
No. I'm saying, is Ms. Crozier having difficulty understanding? Yes.
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Well, yes, I'm having understanding because I don't think I was copied on the invitation to that they were going to be called.
You don't need to be copied. So because you didn't get a copy, it didn't happen?
I was just asking a question, and you seem to imply that I knew what the answer was.
You're asking the same question as though the answer is somehow less than truthful.
Okay, I'm just asking my question.
If you would like to ask for a copy of the invitation,
You should do that. But you shouldn't keep asking the same question as though it has not been addressed in writing already. What is that about? You know, mental unhealthiness.
Mr. Chair, this is Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Hello? Could you please instruct the other member to just not interfere when I'm just asking a question? I mean, it's an honest question. I don't know the answer.
Mr.
Okay.
Chair?
Yes, who is that?
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
So he asked the question in writing, and the secretary said yes. And he just asked the question again, and I not only answered it, but I reminded him that it had been answered earlier in writing today. So is he asking a question because he wants an answer? Because apparently the answer is now constituting interference with his question. That's a little crazy.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So Serene just was referring to me as secretary saying something, and this is referring to something in writing. I think that it's, I mean, I don't know why Bill is being reprimanded for asking, and the way that the WBAI LSB members were contacted was not, and who responded, it was only to Serene. Those were the instructions. So that's how it went.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay. I guess if someone asks a question and they're given an answer in writing, and then they turn around and ask the same question on a public stream as though they have no clue that a few hours ago they were answered in writing, I don't think that pointing out that that's a little, at best, stagey, I don't think that's a reprimand. I think it's a recognition that Pacifica operates in a very different world from, you know, the rest of the world. It's almost like a presidential campaign and some of the stuff that happens in here. But as I said,
at the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up.
My statement, which Janet must have misunderstood because I don't know what she thinks she's correcting, I said that I copied her on my invitation, which is correct. So I don't know what part of that she's trying to fix or change or twist or whatever. I don't know. When I get to a stationary spot, I'm happy to send the world the invitation.
Janet, may I respond? Point of privilege by asking any questions. Just to clarify, it is true that Serene copied me on the invitation, but in her invitation, it was her invitation asking the LSB members to respond just to her if they will be available. So I had no idea who had responded until Serene emailed something today about some people. Anyway, it was not it was all last minute, and it wasn't clear, and it wasn't a complete list, as far as I'm concerned. And I'd like
Serene,
let her finish. But
then she's making a false statement.
This to come to an end, please. Can we just move on?
No, I'm
Mike,
sorry.
Are we able to reach everybody before? First, let me ask Michael. Are we still calling people, or where are we?
I have one more call to make, and I never got a number for Eben Charles.
Because he's not going to be on. I sent you the number of people, okay. People who had indicated they were going to be present.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so I guess that's everybody that's, we got everybody that's going to be on the call, so I guess we're going to move forward.
I'm sorry, this is
Bill. It's Bill for the stack.
We don't have a stack yet, but do you have a question or anybody have a question
yes.
or a point of
Did you hear me also? Bill can certainly go first, of course.
So, Bill, you have a question?
Well, I still didn't get an answer to my question. Serene seemed to imply that I knew the answer, but I did not know the answer. My question was just, were the WBI LSB people notified in advance of that they were going to be called and when? I mean, I'm gathering they must have gotten an email from Serene, but I don't remember seeing it. So I just wanted some verification that they were all notified
in advance. Janet, can you please tell Mr. Bill that I told the truth when I said I sent it? Can you repeat that? He didn't hear it again. It's like the fourth time in this call. He didn't hear you. Ms. Janet, can you repeat?
He's not speaking until you recognize we were going to get to you as soon as he finished.
Why are you allowing the madness to continue?
I don't know what madness you're referring to, Serene. You're next on the list. He asked a point. He had a question, and you said you had a question after him. So what's your question?
Tony, this man has asked the question. I have answered the question. Janet has answered the question, attesting to my truthfulness in this narrow regard. And then I answered it again. And he's still asking it. And you're still recognizing it as though you didn't hear it answered repeatedly on this call or didn't read the email this afternoon.
Green, I recognize points of information. If he's saying his question hasn't been answered, that's his opinion about what his question is asked. I simply recognize.
No, Tony, no.
We got to move on with the agenda.
We have to have a universal sense of what saying.
Green, you know, we're going to go on with our agenda. We've heard from you. We've heard from everybody. I think we beat this issue enough. And we're going to move on.
He's going to ask it again in a minute, and you're going to pretend that we didn't answer it.
Okay, Serene, you're out of order. We're going to move forward with the order.
Yes, you are. Go ahead. Serene. I don't know who that is. Please stop.
Serene, once again,
okay, because
Janet
is going to say Serene, but Janet, he keeps asking the same question.
Serene,
are we going to pretend it wasn't answered?
We can't have an orderly meeting if you constantly speak out of terms.
Okay, if you will stop her from calling my name, I won't respond to her.
I can't stop anybody. If you call them out of order,
okay,
I'll recognize
so
points
then,
about
then
order.
Complain about, then
so,
Green,
I'm just simply telling you, please don't speak unless you're recognized.
Was she recognized when she called my name?
Green,
like
I'm simply telling you,
like she's calling me to
nobody
heal?
Should be speaking unless they're recognized. Okay, let's move on with the orders of the day. Okay, the next item we have is a report from the executive director. Okay, Lydia?
Oh, I didn't know there was a
chair. Chair, no, that's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. What,
chair, point of
Janet,
order.
We have. What's next, Janet?
What's next is beginning the discussion of the WBAI issues and the IED report. It would be an update, would be after the roll call of the LSB member guests.
Okay, I'm sorry. You want to do the roll call of the
other? The next item is after the ground rules.
That's right. We have the ground rules. Okay, the ground rules for those LSB members who are present is that you will only speak until you're recognized, and we're going to hear a brief update from the executive director and the general manager, and if you have...
Su grabación ha alcanzado la longitud máxima. Para volver a escuchar su mensaje, oprima 1.
Okay, and then once they finish, we'll have questions from the P&B, and then once that concludes, we'll have questions from you all to the executive director and the general manager. And I believe after that, those who have not spoken on the last meeting will have 2 minutes to speak. Okay. And now, the secretary, can you call the roll of those guests?
Yes. Well, may I just say that this is an open meeting, and so there's limitations on what might be said. So keep that in mind. Okay, John Brinkley. John Brinkley, don't hear you. Eben Charles, don't hear you. Jim Dingman.
Is this the wall?
Hello, is this Jim Dingman? All right, so I'm going to be calling your name, and if you hear me, if you're on the call, say present. Okay. King Downing. William Heerwagon.
Present.
Present. Vajra Kilgour.
Kilgour, present.
Look forward to talking to you as soon
present.
As possible. Thank you.
Ken Laufer. Don't hear you. Bob Lederer.
Present.
Present.
Lederer.
R. Paul Martin.
Here.
R. Paul. R. Paul Martin.
Here.
Here, right. Eve Moser. Don't hear you. Pauline Park.
Will not be present.
Don't hear you. Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Present.
Here.
I hear you. Is that Ralph Pointer?
Speaking. Present.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Dacio Quintana.
Good evening.
All right. John Riley.
Present.
Present. Sharon Salam.
Here.
Present. Lynn Stewart. Stewart?
Message if you wish. Thank you.
Don't hear you. Berthold Reimers?
Present. He's on the same phone. Lynn Stewart.
Can we hear Lynn say she's present?
I'll go upstairs and get her. I'll be back in a minute. Hang on the line.
1 minute.
All right. So right now I have William Heerwagon, Vajra Kilgour, Bob Letter, R. Paul Martin, Ralph Pointer, John Riley, Sharon Salam, and Berthold Reimers, and Ralph Pointer's getting Lynn Stewart.
Okay.
Is Bill?
Let me, yes, Bill, you have a question or a point of order?
Jim Dingaman emailed us all about 30 minutes ago with a phone number to use. I don't know if Michael saw that. Maybe it's a different number or something than he had.
I think it's the same number I have, but I'll take a look again.
Okay.
Okay. Let me first of all thank all of our guests. We're definitely pleased to have you here at the participating in the ENV meeting. The next item we have is an update, not necessarily a report, if the executive director has an update as well as a general manager. Let's start with Lydia. Did you have an update on the issues related to BAI?
No, I wasn't even planning to be on the call except that it seemed important for our guests. Let me see. So the only thing I can think of, so I don't have a report prepared, I will be sending the board members some information by email probably tomorrow, since there are some issues that need to be updated. So the only thing I can think of is that at the last meeting there was a motion. There was
Hello.
A motion to...
Hello? Yeah, you're on the call, Jim.
There was a motion to send a payment to True Ballot. That will be happening tomorrow, I think, or it might have even happened today or tomorrow, but by tomorrow. And I spoke to Kenny from True Ballot today, and, you know, because I offered to send it FedEx, and he said that wasn't necessary, and he'll give us an accounting at the end before the final payment is due, since a payment schedule is not embedded in the contract, so... So this is just, you know, an interim payment of good faith and to continue the good work. I think everything is on schedule from what I could tell from my conversation. So hopefully we'll be hearing something very soon. And that's about all I have.
Okay, thank you. Bertrand, do you have an update to bring us up to date on the issues affecting BAI?
Well, not really. We are meeting our fund drive goals, or slightly higher. I'm very confident that we're going to have a strong drive. We're very vibrant. We have a lot of shows that are getting citations throughout New York City. I think this whole LMA thing is going to be a mere thing within the next 3 months because we're going to be fine. That's my update. We're paying all our bills right now. We're up to date on payroll and health benefits and all that stuff. Obviously, the national office will and I'm catching up on all the bills and all the premiums.
Okay.
I would rather say questions if you have questions.
Yeah, we're going to go into questions from PNB members to both the IED and you as soon as you finish your update. Have you concluded?
Yes, I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. We'll take a stack on questions to the IED and the general manager from the Pacifica board members first.
How much time is it?
I didn't hear that. What was that?
How much time?
You have 2 minutes. 90 seconds to speak. I understand it has. Is it 10 minutes for this item, Janet?
Yes.
10 minutes.
Thanks.
Okay. And do we have a stack to ask questions?
Oh, Janet. Point of clarification. Yeah.
Yes, Janet.
It was 10 minutes for this whole section. The IED report, the TM report, the Q&A, and the LSB member guest Q&A. So we're up to the PNB Q&A.
Okay. Do we have a stack? Anybody want to ask questions to the IED or the general manager?
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Michael.
And then Michael.
And Jonathan.
Okay, thank you.
Jan Goodman.
Okay. Bill.
Okay, thank you. I guess this is mostly to Berthold, or maybe Lydia could clarify. I didn't quite understand, Berthold, what you're saying about. You said you're up to date on our bills, but you said something about national office and premiums. Could you clarify if you're up to date on central services payments for the national office and also for PRA and on, I don't know what you meant by premiums. Could you clarify that, please?
Well, actually, what I said is I'm up to date on my bills except for the national office and PRA. We are ahead on premiums because we're actually buying and shipping premiums in the middle of the drive that we are in right now. So the national office and PRA are like our major outstanding bills.
Okay, Michael.
You said you were ahead of your goals on the current fund drive. So could you say what the goals are and what you're doing per day? And then also I do want to encourage the station to get in a budget for fiscal year 2017 to the National Finance Committee as soon as possible. Thank you.
So, the goal was based on our previous performances and a request from Martin and this group that we would have to set our goals at $8,000 per day on the regularly for 30 days. We're doing $9,200 right now, and I think that is going to go up for the rest of the drive because as we are gathering steam. So we're doing, about 1,200 more a day. And what was the second part of the question?
I think he wanted you to get your budget in to the Finance Committee.
Yeah, it wasn't a question. It was a request for the 2017 fiscal year budget.
This is Serene.
Indiana for the start.
Okay. I have Jonathan, and then I have Jan, and then Serene, did you want to go on the stack?
Sure.
And then we got Adriana. Okay, next person was Jonathan.
Well, I think Adriana spoke before me.
Yes, Jonathan.
Mr. Ramirez, how are you today? Just two quick questions. First one, is back to what I was asking before. Could you fill us in a little bit on what you're doing in terms of promoting your new programming changes and letting the listeners know that something positive is going on? And I also just want to know what day of the fun drive are you in and how many more days you have to go.
Okay, so we are on day. We started Monday last week, so that's 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, day 11. I believe we're on day 11. Actually, look. We are on day 11, and...
Oh, so you're on about the same schedule as Kay. I get it. That's yeah. That's good enough. So you can just go to the cross-promoting of the shows. And just want to know what kind of a job you're doing in promoting your programming changes and how that's all being executed.
Well, first of all, we're doing a lot of PSAs and cross-promotion. We're not doing enough of that. We are going to go back into the idea of preview shows, promoting the next shows and shows before them. So we did ask all the shows to send out PSAs so that we can play them on a regular basis in their spots and also throughout the stations. We are going to do like cards, like a half, 8.5 by 11, a half of that, the laminated cards with the programming, different programming strip. Like for example, the art shows, we'll put them together and in a different time, and then we will send those out. And then we basically have a few events that we are going to, like today, for example, I just came from a Caribbean Concert Initiative, Afro-Latino from El Barrio. So I got a lot of cards and a lot of connections, and we talked about WBI and the station. I met with the elite of the Latino community from people, who are working for El Diario newspaper to lawyers and things like that. So these are the kinds of things that we are doing. We are actually working with a small group of people that are going to be focusing on things like the BI Buddy. Like the BI Buddy, we have two retired people who are focusing on really...
I'm sorry, point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order?
Did you advise the GM that he would have 90 seconds to respond the same way we have 90 seconds to speak? Because we're going to run out of time.
Yes.
Okay, I'm done.
It's 90 seconds for response and 90 seconds to speak, so that's great.
And I have a point of information.
All right, I'm done. I'm sorry.
What's your question, Serene?
How much time is left on this item?
Timekeeper?
1 minute.
I'd like to move to extend.
Oh, no.
How long?
What are there, four people? I don't know who's on your staff.
You have at least three more people.
I would move to extend by 10 minutes.
Is there a second to extend this item for 10 minutes? Is there any objection to extending this for 10 minutes? Okay, without objection, we're extending for 10 minutes. Next person on the stack is Jan Goodman.
I have two questions, and I'll just ask them quickly, and you can answer them. One is, do you have enough people in your phone room to take the calls that are coming in? The reason I ask is sometimes at Kay, we don't. And the second question is, have you considered... using any of the the most popular shows from any of the other stations to try to ramp up listenership.
Okay, so the first question is that does not really apply to us because we have a call center that. We have a call center. We have a call center that takes the calls. The second part, as far as the most popular shows, we have taken a few popular shows from, we have Guns and Butter on Wednesday morning at 9, from 9 to 10. We have Sojourner Truth from Monday to Thursday from 3 to 4. We have Letters in Politics. So we have quite a few shows from the other stations. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, we have Against the Grains and these different shows. So we do have a few different shows from the other station. What we actually are doing right now, we are slowly going more local and trying to find shows that would appeal to New Yorkers so that we can get them engaged.
because we realize that after 5:30, 6 o'clock, we don't have many people listening, so we're trying to rebuild the 6 to midnight listenership, you know.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Adriana.
Yes. All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Beto. First thing, who is doing your the work of the business manager for WBAI? Are you keeping the books and are up to date? And do you have any ongoing items for FY 2015 or 2014, I think that is done, but for 2015? Do you have any issues with some items for the audit for 2015? Again, and are you current in this year?
Okay, we have I have an intern, a kind of semi part time person who comes once a week to post everything, every payment and every transaction. As far as I know, we are up to date on our books, because from the 1st to the 15th, we usually get a spreadsheet from the national office asking us to categorize our expenses. And so we usually do that in within 10 minutes and send it to them. So I think that concerning the 2015, I haven't received any requests from audit, or anything of that sort, but, as any audit items that we were asked, we provided. Some of them we provided, like, you know, it took us a little time to provide, but we always provide all of our items. So I haven't been asked any items yet for 2015. I don't think so. Or if someone was asked, it wasn't me. Maybe it's the business manager at the national office. I'm not aware of that.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, thank you. So just quickly to respond to Michael, Berthold sent a draft budget about 4 weeks ago or something to the NFC. It has not been put on the agenda, but it certainly was sent. With regard to those wonderful program changes about which promotion is being discussed, many, if not most, of those were done. You can come in, but we're done without consultation with the affected programmers. In some cases, people were not even notified. They heard through the grapevine that something else was going to be in their spot, and that's how they learned that their show was being removed. So I'm not in favor of promoting changes that, in my perspective, should never have happened, not because we don't need change or necessarily because some of those changes were not, you know, well positioned. But there's got to be a process, and there's a programming committee motion coming to this PNB at some point that says, hey, oh, great time to get dropped.
Everyone,
oh, what's that?
Mute the phone.
That's one of the lines that Michael needs to try to track that line. He's trying to track that line and drop it.
It's not showing the mute button. What is it?
What was that?
It's not.
Great. It's not what, Michael? I'm sorry.
It was not showing a loop up. I think it might have been Adriana, because she just dropped and it stopped. So,
who was that?
I'll call it back.
It wasn't showing up on loop up. So
No. But he said whose line was creating the problem. Somebody who just dropped. Anyway, whatever. Where was I? About those completely bylaw violative, disrespectful of programmers' work and time and effort and the listenership program changes. So, no, I don't really want to hear parts promoting them. I want to hear what is the plan as motion passed by the PNB Programming Committee and as passed by the LSB is for addressing the situation coming.
Serene, I think they're saying you're at 90 seconds.
No, well, there was an interruption of the call.
I didn't count that.
I'm talking to the chair.
Do you want to make a concluding statement, Serene?
So what I'd like to hear you speaking to when you respond to my question is what you've done with regard to, one, segregating the 11% of premiums beginning with the second week, which would have been Monday, to of incoming pledges, so that we can handle the premiums. What's the plan on that? And what's the plan for redressing this problem, not promotion of, but problem with the method you've used to make program changes?
That's Berto. In 90 seconds, we have timekeeper. Berto, you want to respond to that?
Not really, but if you want me to respond, all
you.
I have to say is that
you.
Huh?
It's up to you.
Yeah, I think that WBI was dying, and we're trying to revive it, and sometimes you have to do what you have to do. You know, I don't think the programming changes were that disrespectful. There was a little problem in the procedure, but, you know, not one program has been removed. They've been moved around, okay? And what people actually really need to be removed. Second, I don't remember what was the second part.
Supposed to be reserving so we don't end up in a premium hole again. You're supposed to be saving 11% of everything that comes in beginning this past Monday. It begins with the second week of each tribe.
Okay, so I didn't do that. I had to take that money to cover payroll, which would have been, you know, federal crime if we didn't do that. So we're
taking people's money, Bertho, and not delivering this.
Let's not have a dialogue. Let's just let
Tony,
him respond.
Please.
Let's not have a dialogue.
Okay.
Let him respond.
So I will consult with the executive director. And if they want me to, you know, to skip the payroll and then they can cover that until further notice, I will do that. But we have definitely spent some money buying premium from this drive. And I don't know if it's 11%, but all I know is that the first priority is always payroll, then the Empire State Building, and then rent, and then and premium. So that's going to be the priority. And I'll give you a breakdown on how much money we spent on premium, but I know we spent a couple of thousand on the premium already. I mean, we bought
it's
in
time.
What, 70? Yeah.
Okay. We're out of time. We're going to move on to the next item on the agenda, and that's the questions from our guests, the LSB members, the executive director, the general manager.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We're out of time for this
item. We're out of time. So I don't know if there's a request for an extension so that the LSB members can ask their question.
I'm sorry, what? That's an agenda item for LSB members to be able to ask questions?
Yes.
Yeah. And what was that? Folks, I'm sorry, I'm driving. I can't read and drive. What was the time allotment for that?
We didn't have one, so I guess it's fair we give them 10 minutes. It's not, I didn't see one.
And how many people are roughly? How many people are on? Did you get Michael? I mean, because we want to. If it's going to be 90 seconds, and we have 10 people on, obviously saying 10 minutes doesn't make sense. But it is 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Do we know roughly how many? Janet, oh, you took the attendance, right, Janet? How many BI people?
Point of information. This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia, what's your...
I was not planning to be on this meeting. I don't plan to address general questions. This is a PMB meeting. My understanding was this was supposed to be focused on the LMA issue and WBAI. I normally, you know, only because I'm an LSB member do I respond at my own LSB, but the format seems kind of odd, especially since I had no advance notice, but it should be focused, I think, on at least on the issue that they're here to discuss.
You're correct. It is related to that, and I assume that, but if you have to go, you have to go. I assume that the question that they might ask is related to BAI, if they had a question to the IED. But
this is Serene.
Adriana, what's your point of order?
Sorry,
Yes, I'm trying to speak. This whole point, C, is a date, and the 1, 2, 3, 4 include WBAI, LSE members, guests, and the total time was 10 minutes. We went from 10 minutes, we approved a second 10 minutes, but this was included in the 10 minutes that we approved and in the 10 minutes that we stand. That's why I think that Serene is asking how many people from the LSV want to ask the general manager about WBAI. We are talking about WBAI. Hey, right?
Janet, I understand that. That's why Janet was going to respond, and we see how many people had left if they want to do an extension so that they can ask questions. Okay.
May I?
Who is that?
Chair. Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Well, there are 8 LSB members plus Bertals on the call, I think, still maybe 9. May I clarify also something else about the agenda?
Yes.
So this part of that section C that Adriana just described, which was originally 10 minutes, extended to 10 minutes, included WBAI LSB member guests being able to ask the IED and the GM questions about WBAI. That's what this whole meeting is about. But then the next item is WBAI LSB member guests who did not give presentations at the September 22nd meeting give presentations. 2 minutes. And
okay.
Then there are two other items.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so I'm asking permission for crosstalk. Since I don't expect that we're going to continue having these special meetings, I would like to ask the people who are on from WBAI, because it's 10 o'clock here, and that's part of the reason we lost people last time. I'd like to ask the folks who are on from the LSB whether they would prefer to direct a question towards Berthold or to move on or to skip that. What is it, Tony?
So before we go to that, we got to do an extension of time. We're out of time. So if you're going to do an extension of time, just propose a time and we'll extend time.
What I'd like to do is to ask them if they want to use 10 minutes there or 10 minutes so we can get through five people who want to make statements about what is the primary focus. You know, we can ask Bertho a question.
I don't want to, I don't think it's, we go to ask and all of them respond to your question. You just,
Chair,
time for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and then you can proceed with that. But we're in a
Chair,
back
this
time
is,
where
this,
we're out of time.
Janet, with a point of information.
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
If we could know how many of the guests want to ask questions, in other words, maybe a stack, you could ask for a stack, then we'll know how much time we might need to extend.
Okay. How many guests would like to ask questions?
John Riley.
Who's that?
John Riley.
Ralph and John Riley.
Anybody
else? Or Paul Martin.
Or Paul Martin.
Jim Dingman.
Okay.
Sharon Salam.
Okay. I move to extend for 20 minutes.
Who is that?
This is Serene. I move to extend for 20 minutes for the purpose of LSB members who are on the call asking questions of the GM, but I am going to request that it be 60 seconds, not 90 seconds.
Well,
we're going to go without standards.
Serene, you're making a motion to extend for 20 minutes. Is there a second?
What was the purpose of asking them if they wanted to speak if no one will second? Second, somebody. Thank you.
Seconding.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 20 seconds? Excuse me, 20 minutes. Okay. No objections. So we'll now extend it on this item 20 minutes. Okay.
This is Serene.
Who is that?
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay. So, I think we should restrict both the question and the answer to 60 seconds, because I think everyone who's on, as we progress, will want to speak, and we will run out of time again. So people can always go a second round within the 20 minutes if no one else wants to speak, but I think we should begin at 60 seconds for a question and 60 for response.
Well, we got 20 minutes, and
that's
I set the rule is we have 90 seconds. If you want to make a motion to change that, you can put a motion.
I just moved it.
I didn't hear you make a motion. And is that a motion? Is there, you saying you're restricting everybody to 60 seconds and a response to 60 seconds?
That is my proposal, yes. That's, I didn't use the word motion. I think I used the word proposal. But, yes.
Well, you have to make a motion. I just want to get it for the record. We're making
a motion.
Oh, my
God. What is a proposal, if not a motion?
Please refrain from your editorial comments. I'm just trying to get it for the record for the secretary. You're moving to for 60 seconds for questions and 60 seconds response. Okay? Was there a second to that?
And
Michael seconded, didn't he?
Michael. Recognized.
Oh, Jesus, stop it, Tony.
Please not speak until you recognize. You have no special privileges other than any other PNB member.
Why are you shouting?
Because
you're annoying.
Okay.
I don't know who that freak was. Who was that?
Serene, could you please
you
not
didn't
make
hear someone
editorial
shout something
comments.
Out
you're
just
out
now?
Of order.
Did you hear the person who just shouted?
Serene, you're out
nonsense?
Of order. Don't speak unless you're recognized. Okay, we're going to move on with the orders
privilege.
Of the day. We have a
Point
motion.
Of personal privilege.
What's your personal privilege?
Did you not hear that person shout something obnoxious at me just now?
No, I did not, and that's not a point
no,
of personal
yes,
privilege.
Yes, we need. Oh, it sure as heck
okay,
is.
We're going to move on with the orders of the day. There's a motion on the floor for 60 seconds.